Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everybody. Welcome to Yoga with Chase. I guess breathe in. I don't know. I took a class one time from this girl from Bali. We like banged all night and she told me about yoga. So breathe in, I guess. And then like look around at your surroundings, I guess. And then like look at this tribal tattoo that's on my arm that says the secret to the world ends in beer. And imagine yourself in a beer. Namaste. And then you can stretch or whatever.
I
they were gonna bring a real yoga person on.
I thought when they said, I went, okay. And then when they said just, I kind of was, you know, we live in Los Angeles. I know a lot of yoga instructors. I was a little bit offended for them.
Both of us could have led this.
I just kind of thought, this is an insult to yoga instructors.
I think
they had to get an accreditation for that.
Previously, I've seen them bring people on other boats. Maybe with sailing yacht, that's just not possible. They brought in yoga people. But I think with this charter, these people are just, they're in on the joke.
But yes. Yes. I also didn't mind because whenever he put his legs up, you could see Chase's huge balls.
I said.
Gigantic, bulbous balls.
There's something about him that his confessional looks are awful, but like he's getting hotter to me as he gets douchier on the show. And that's the opposite that usually happens for me.
Is it?
Maybe.
Is it?
I don't like it when men get cruel. I don't think that's hot.
I don't think he's cruel.
No, I'm talking about just like that. That usually, but like.
But you like the line up to it.
Yeah.
He's
this is below dick BDSM, below deck BDSM. Sailing yacht or what SESY or whatever you.
Smoke
clean people want to call
water.
I think it's smoke on the water.
Well, I changed it because it's smoke in the water.
Oh, I thought it was on the water.
I probably wrote it down wrong.
Like Sarah on the ultimatum, queer love.
I will say, Chase, though, man, he's just like, he's just kind of man meat. He's a really fuck, like he's sitting just there with his legs spread and you saw his muscly, sinewy legs.
He is meat for us to look at. There's not much else. Just like bodily fluids and meat.
Man
meat. Just a carcass for us to lust over. And like, it's so weird. Like, I wrote this down. There's something about, I want a supercut, and maybe someone's made it up. I want a supercut of all the men from Below Deck past histories changing shirts quickly. And like how they pull it up really, really quickly and they have to put another one on. I don't know why, but that's so hot to me.
Maybe we don't have someone make a supercut of that. Maybe you've already got a movie down. Maybe you've already got a movie downloaded that's called Flooded, and you're fine.
But there's something about it where they reveal a little bit, and you know, their mic pack is there. Maybe I need to process that.
There you are.
There's something hot about it, though.
Yeah.
It happens every season.
Okay, sure. It does happen. It's so, I feel, well, whatever turns you on, but turns you
I'm
on.
I'm saying there's always one of those, someone in editing likes it. No, listen. There's always someone in editing who likes it because they're always throughout the season in almost every episode.
Let's walk this back a little bit. Let's tease this out, as we say in therapy, because I'm a little interested. What is it about the changing of the shirt quickly? Does a man changing a shirt quickly in a hurry remind you of something?
Oh, it reminds me of that they're leaving. And then I can do what I need to do the rest of the day.
That
so
makes
maybe
sense.
That does get me off.
That makes sense then.
The shot clock has already gone off, and they've already no showers. I just give them a quick wet towel, and they're on their way.
Not even warm, a cold
Slap
one.
Slap them in their face with it.
Wow.
But there's just something about them quickly taking their shirts off and putting them back on. I don't know what, and putting on another one. Because they, you know, they have to do that for when they're.
Yeah. It's anyway. Just part of their job. But again, doesn't turn me on, but now I understand why.
Yeah.
They're leaving. They're probably leaving and having to go home. And really, you don't want to say it, but it makes them look like they're having to hurry and go home to their wife or their
husband.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there we are.
Putting on their work shirt.
There we are.
Their heterosexual life shirt.
There we are. And everybody, welcome to the show.
It always goes back.
I don't blame you for that one, actually. Do we have any announcements? I don't know if we do. I don't think
Queer
we do.
Love.
Oh, we do.
Queer Love, y'all. Ultimatum Queer Love. The Ultimatum Queer Love is dropping on, I believe, Thursday of this week. The first 4 episodes, that's for our $5 Patreon tier. The first episode you will get for free, like a little bit of drugs. And then, if you like it, you will talk to us, your dealers.
Yes.
we will say, sure.
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 Have a little more.
Give you just a tip, and if you like it, then you can join Reality Gaze Plus.
Yeah.
RG Plus at the $5 tier. It's very good, y'all. It's very, very, very good.
It's so. This is, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the spinoff of Love is Blind that the Lachey's created in some horrific deal with the devil lab. some like where science went too far.
Too far.
Yeah, and it's this show where marry or move on, where one partner issues them an ultimatum and the other doesn't. One wants to get married, the other doesn't. And then they meet and they kind of get together. 5 couples get together and then they swap partners like some type of film in the 70s and see if they can live with each other. And maybe they leave with the new person. Maybe they don't. Maybe they leave with the old person. But they have to get married or walk away forever. Or ever. That's what Vanessa Lachey told me last season. But thankfully, she's not on it anymore. It's Joanna Garcia Swisher, also known as Joe Swish.
Joe Swish.
Well, she's not known as that. I've just deemed her that.
Deemed her that. Y'all, it's very messy. Very, very messy.
It's all female or non-binary people who are non-binary people on the show. And ain't
it's a
no
lot of
drama like lesbian drama.
Yep. Ain't no drama. It's very, we can't say a lot of spoilers, but I will say there's a lot of eye gazing and emotional connecting.
Yep. Way too early.
Way too early. Like first date. Yeah.
It is kind of like that thing where you see where you can just see the garbage, the dumpster floating down the stream and it's on fire. And you know it's going to hit another garbage dumpster that's also on fire.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
We love it. It's great. So Netflix is just killing it this month with that and Selling Sunset.
And Selling Sunset season
which
6
is on the $5 tier as well. So you can get all that.
Supposedly, or I think this is in real life, Amanza has blocked Chrishell on Instagram.
Really?
Yes, because Chrishell was asked the question, who sells the least at the Oppenheim Group? And she said, Amanza? I don't know, but Amanza got very upset and blocked her. Because we're 14-year-old girls and that's what we do.
Wow. They'll make up.
I don't know. Hope Amanza got rid of that case of gout.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on with Amanza. Leave Amanza alone. She's very delicate right now.
Although, I'm just in all seriousness, she did put out a post. Someone sent me on a DM. She did put out a post saying it was not cancer. So,
oh, good.
We can be happy about that.
Good. Because they didn't really solve that one when the season ended. They just kind of left it up for us to figure out.
Is she going to live?
We don't know.
Not on season 7.
If she's back, then yay. If not, don't ask.
If not, the first scene is the women at her funeral.
Yeah.
I really miss Amanza. It's a shame we couldn't have caught her, the demise of her health so quickly in the hiatus.
They'd be like, where's Davina, by the way? And she pops out of the grave because she dug it. She's like, I'm down here.
Someone help me get out. My foot won't let me get up.
Anyway, y'all, lots of good stuff. So let's jump into this episode, episode 7. What's your first teabag, Poods?
This is another Chase-related, who is basically like unseasoned turkey, like turkey cold cuts for me. He is not interesting, but for some reason, he's who I'm talking about on this episode. I said, they're at a dinner, and I said, Chase is making comments like Father Poodle does, and it makes it kind of pisses everyone off, but he's trying to be funny. My father does that. And
like, give examples. I don't know.
Like, he said, oh, this is a really nice dinner here. Well, why'd you invite someone like us? And girls, you can get a take notes, because this is really, you learned what presentation is supposed to look like, right? Friend.
What, your dad says shit like that to your mom?
Yes, really. No,
what does he say?
He thinks it's the kind of funny that
But it's
feels,
putting people down.
Yeah, that's... But that, isn't that funny?
That's not funny.
I know. He seems to think it is.
Wow. Does he do that in front of Mother Poodle?
Yes.
To her? Oh,
not. No, it would never be to her. Actually, if he did... He would start, he'd laugh, and she'd go, you'll pay. Because my mother has a great sense of humor, unless it's about her.
That's true.
And then it ends. And then it's not funny at all. Yeah. But no, this is, and I was like, the funniest thing is, all the women on the boat hate him.
They do.
Hate Chase.
They do.
There's this corniness. There's this like frat boy born into a life of privilege, but I have refused it. And
it's also a try hard. It's like he's trying. So I think he's just a little actually socially. I bet you that he made most of his friends around sports. And if it's
totally.
And if he's not doing sports, then he's gonna like he's that awkward guy that doesn't know what to talk about.
And the weirdest thing is, I don't believe he's probably that bad. I just think we've seen the worst. Like this is a really, really uncomfortable person to watch on camera.
Yes.
And it's weird because he's attractive. He should have found a way to pass.
Yes. Yes,
it's almost like he only got hot like 2 years ago. Like I could have seen that.
Like he was, but see, I would think that if he was not hot, then he should be more interesting.
You'd think,
yeah,
you'd think.
Maybe you and I need it. Maybe one of us need to privately sit down with him and interview him.
I think we're going deeper than this requires.
I think he. I will say, y'all. He probably is not good in bed, but
he has the prettiest penis on the boat.
It's a pretty most penis, beautiful and again, penis. Y'all, gigantic bulbous balls.
Yeah.
I hope your husband or your car mechanic just walked in to hear me say, gigantic bulbous balls.
He has the prettiest penis in Sardinia. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Sardinia.
Very just like a pole.
Yeah. And pink, but not too pink and assuming.
No, just like newly scrubbed. Yeah. Newly scrubbed, just
pretty. Like you you'd look at it. Like even straight men would see a penis just sitting there and it's like, well, that's a right pretty penis.
Sure is, Harold. I know. Right pretty.
That's a right pretty penis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very symmetrical. Nice head on it.
Be a good one for your daughter.
What's your next teammate? This is weird. I feel like this is already off the rails. Y'all, we filmed something very early today, and we're excited to share it with you. Both of us are exhausted.
You left those donuts at my house, and I ate them because I didn't want to waste food. So now I'm like, sugar.
I wish I was. I'm although really kind of low.
You ate more of the donuts than I thought.
I only ate half of one.
I saw you go in here and get, you said, I'm going to get water. And then you walked in the kitchen and I hear.
That's not how I eat. It's like, where no one can see me.
It's very excited. We will be putting that out probably after the last episode of.
Follow us on Instagram. You'll be able to see the last Twitter. Episode of 90 Day. It's 90 Day related.
Yes.
Or toe related. Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta say, Alex is smart not to hook up with Mads because he knows where his bread is buttered.
I'd like to butter his bread.
I mean, you know what? I think I need to have sex because I was about to say, I think Alex is better in bed than I thought he was. I know Colin is. I don't think we both rated him very high, but the way he just seems a little more attentive of his surroundings and what's going on, because he gets that Alex isn't dumb. He gets that Gary is going to fucking throw him under the bus more if he makes out with Mads, and that he needs to. And y'all, Gary is a child. Gary's a little boy. And Alex gets that he's emotionally Gary's emotionally a 13-year-old boy. And he's going to get butthurt about this.
I think what's interesting in this whole thing about Gary, as I said, the Gary and Mads walk and talks, West Wing style. Gary sees Alex come down and Mads looks at Alex. He's like, see, point proven. And he's like, you know exactly what you're doing. And he disarms her this way, and it's not easy to watch. And he finally kind of kind of breaks a little bit of her boundaries. And she's like, well, are you interested in me or not? And he also knows that she's a little drunk, and Alex hasn't asked her to make out. So she's like, yeah, bleh, 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 give me your tongue. The next day she's like, yeah, I was horny and Alex hasn't found me yet. I've been there, honey.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to grab the closest person to you.
I mean, Matt's
is
Matt's kind of your hero?
Yeah, she's definitely my favorite person on the boat this season. I love Colin, but she's my favorite person on the boat this season. I just love her responses.
Well, that's another teabag of realizing that. But
we should actually take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince Performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
We got to find a way to source a turbo. I've never heard the phrase "source a turbo" said so sexually. And Y'all, he gets his turbo. Colin does.
Okay.
His turbo.
My favorite line of this whole boat breakdown, this is kind of a little earlier, but my teabag, though, it just goes along with this, is when Daisy's like, well, now that the boots... broken down, the pressure's really on us on the interior team. And I went, or the pressure's on Colin to fix the fucking boat, Daisy.
She's a fucking drama queen.
God.
Everything is always in an 11. And it's so
and no one has it worse than Daisy.
Always.
No one has it worse. She's not self-involved, but she is a bit of a martyr. No one's got it worse, y'all.
No, you forget. What a martyr she is throughout until, and then they're having a night out and she's kind of herself and she's fun. And then she gets right back into it and crazy. But there's, we kind of let her off with it, but because she's shitty to Gary and it's funny.
Yeah.
And, there is something about her. I also need to say, I think it's time that we just get a Parsifal 4. I think we need to retire this.
Yeah. I don't think Parsifal 3 is going to be on it.
I think 3 is quickly losing its edge. I think if a boat breaks twice in a season, I don't know.
When Captain Glenn said, I've never had two completely unrelated big momentous breakdowns of a boat ever. And I went, that means get a new boat.
Because I don't know a lot about boats. But I know that that's what happens with your car, that you need to think about selling that bitch. So I think they need to go to a salvage yard and see who wants Parsifal 3
or
sell
replace
her
the
for
motor.
Parts.
They could replace the motor. They could do that.
But there's no Caterpillar parts anywhere.
That's true. Who knew that you'd learn about Caterpillar boat parts?
And the shortage. And Captain Glenn calling every parts place in, is this Caterpillar in Torino? See, is this
the boat's just, they just lit this, flares.
Is this Caterpillar France? Oui. No, we do not have the part.
Caterpillar Sweden, do you have boat parts?
No, Caterpillar. Caterpillar Beijing, ni hao. It really was calling everyone, and they were like, nope, sorry. I love a good comical supercut, because you know that took hours.
Hours, but they found it.
They found it in Amsterdam. You can find anything in Amsterdam. Trust me. Anything.
Yeah. Anything, y'all. It's a city that gives.
And at 3 a.m.
Yes. Yes.
Amsterdam in the early aughts, I will say, you can find anything. Especially if it's illegal in America.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can see anything too. Doesn't matter what it is. You can spin a wheel. the sex show wheel and just anything you want. Anything involving a prosthetic limb, anything you want to use. Anyway, was I?
I don't know where we are now. What's your next teabag?
My next one is.
Oh, I know one too. When
go ahead.
What do you think about the whole? Speaking of Daisy, I think Gary did the right thing because, again, I love her. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna bitch about her, but I love her. But not only is Daisy always an 11, Daisy also doesn't really ever see things from someone else's perspective when she's working. It's interesting. There are kind of two Daisies. When she's off the boat not working,
yeah, she's reasonable.
Way more empathetic. Yep. But when she's in the middle of working and you're like, hey, my hair is on fire. No, literally it's on fire. She's going to say, I don't care. Your hair is on fire. Or, like, she just cannot see it.
No, it won't be. I don't care. Can't you see mine is too?
Yeah. Well, now I have to put out your hair. So... Do you think Gary did the right thing by basically just apologizing when Colin apologizing when he didn't need to apologize?
Yes. Yes. I think he knows.
I mean, Gary knows too, yeah.
What Colin and Gary even said, you need to just, it's all you can do with Daisy. You need to, because Daisy's always going to be mad at you for some reason. And it's easier to, it tells you the code that these two men live by versus the code that she lives by, which is just could not be more different. Mm. For her, it's excellence being the principal and the being the person in the right and the argument matters the most, and her own principles and sticking to those and her own kind of idea of what's right. And the other, those two men are trying to get along.
Yeah.
Which, and I think that that's the two type of people in this world, sadly. And I'm glad that I'm just trying to get along in this world. And I have to deal with the diva here who just needs everything.
So yeah, next teabag. Sure.
Mine. You did yours, right?
I don't know where we are. My sugar's crashing right now, and I'm just going, donut inside.
I assume the boat worked because we were sailing later on.
Yes.
The turbo.
It looks like it worked. The smoke cleared, and then, but I did notice Captain Glenn, the people on the back of the boat, he's like, you're fine here. There's going to be a lot of smoke for a little bit, but you're fine. And then it just went like, it's like the boat went and just burped, and it completely gassed these people with just carcinogenic smoke.
I think Captain Glenn approaches boat service like a carny. It's kind of like, is this safe? Sure it is. The Tilt-A-Whirl. It's been in operation for 28 years. What, you think I would throw my daughter around in this?
Come on, look, there's a seatbelt. Don't know if it latches, but there's one there.
Yeah, I can see. I've got one good eye.
Yeah. Don't ask me how I lost this other one.
It is very carny behavior.
It is.
I was also going to bring one other thing about one comment I heard about Chase. Another Chase thing. Bro, I'm going to like take some pre-workout, so I'm not going to shut the fuck up for about 3 hours. And I went... That's what life is like when Chase takes like guanine or cytosine or whatever it is.
I don't even know what any of those are.
Well, no, it's like pre-workouts that, my trainer makes me take one now because like they kind of like pump you up and they give you a little more information. There's sometimes there's caffeine in them. But I just like, he's just taking pre-workouts for recreationals.
Just for recreationals.
I just took a pre-workout.
That's when he wants to fuck.
And if a barbell falls out of my head, just put it back in.
Now, Chase hasn't made out with anybody this season, or did he the first episode?
I can't remember. It's been so long ago. I think he tried to make out with, but that's when everybody was making out with everybody.
But now I don't think any of the ladies are going to make
out
with
him. None of
them
are going to want to. No, both Lucy and Mads both want to kill him and fuck Mary kill.
Did we also see a clip? Did Lucy fall off her bed again?
I think she probably falls daily.
I think they moved the thing off and she rolled off the bed again and they had to re-put it back up.
I blame her big bazoombas. They, you know, it is not hard. You know, it's hard to balance.
Yeah. I don't know how Chase walks straight with those huge balls. I just would think he would fall forward.
I will say it's almost like the crew is kind of cartoonish. Like you almost see the woman who, what was her name? You remember like the Police Academy movies? And the woman who was like,
I ever
really, really blonde and breasty in the Police Academy. That's like Lucy. They're like, we need a big titted blonde girl.
I bet you those movies don't hold up well.
Oh, no. You'd be correct.
Remember the pretty cop who, she would talk like this, and then when she get mad, she'd say,
sit down and shut up.
God, I love those movies.
Reality Gaze, here to take you through comedies of the 80s.
Well, I'll be honest. That's one of the reasons why I wanted Steve Guttenberg to fuck me down, because he was hot in those movies.
Hot in those movies.
God.
Yeah. But yeah, it does feel like we've got clowns on this ship. Like, it's like Lucy was right out of casting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is weird. We have two blonde stews.
Yeah. We do.
And one of them is American. I think we have way too many Americans this season, I think. I think that's one of the reasons there's less like crazy unadulterated behavior. We have way too many Americans.
We need some Haleys.
Yeah, and just we need more Aussies. We need sluttier people. We need some Eastern Europeans like Magda.
Although Mads is real slutty.
That's true. She's the exception, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I? I don't know.
I don't have very much else.
I talked about yoga. I talked about the supercut of men changing their shirts.
You talk about that.
That sounds creepy. I now am sad that I said it because it's... But I do think it's hot. Y'all tell me if you're with me for a supercut of men changing shirts on Below Deck. We've had a lot of seasons.
We need to wrap this up. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. No one wants to see that.
Well, what's going to happen is Alex is going to kind of falter and not do shit at night. And then
Chase
is going to have to tell on him.
Which he does. He tattles.
So I think everyone's going to make it through this season so far. I think the chef's going to make it.
But we see next week, Gary is going to tell Alex that Chase tatted on him so that way he can really build community within his team.
Yeah.
Great job, Gary.
He doesn't want to do that. He just wants to be a dictator. It's always been like that. He's just been funny. And we don't realize it.
And he wants them to hate one another so they'll like him and just do what he says.
I think he's having his worst season to date as far as editing goes. And I think it was always like this. It's just everyone just goes, that's Gary. Sitcom outro. He's getting the worst edit.
I think we're getting Colin and Daisy making out next episode, and I'm excited to see Gary fucking freak out.
He's going to freak. He will have
There's been too many clips of him already saying about Alex and Mads, of him saying, I didn't realize I was a jealous person, but I guess I am. Oh, just get ready.
I think it's interesting. He freaks out. He says that Daisy cock blocks him. He's doing that to all the other men.
Yeah, 100%.
He's just not aware of it. And he is right. Daisy is trying to cock block him because she doesn't want her stews getting an STD.
Yeah, it's not because she wants to fuck him. It's because she doesn't want to, she wants to keep her team
right.
together. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's trying to basically keep her team together so they're not fighting with each other like what happened on season two when the stews wanted to kill each other because both of them had fucked around with Gary.
And with that,
That's the show.
That's the show. That's Blue Dick, everybody. You can go to realitygaze.com. You know the drill. Follow us there. Please share if you're watching our memes and stuff like that on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter. Please share it. We really appreciate that. That's the sweetest thing y'all can do for us. I don't think that's it, y'all. Until next week, we always say, if you don't know who to make out with somebody, because after all, life's about getting on a ship, sucking that dick, and what? I don't know. This sugar's cooking in. This donut, I'm swirling around in my head.
You need to eat some protein.
I think I do need some protein. Just end this.
Y'all, we say anchors a gay.
Donuts!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.